Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Independent prosecutor has been appointed by the Justice Department to review the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
CBS's Bill Rakoff joins us from Washington. Bill, why is this type of thing rare for the DOJ?
Well, it's rare in the sense that this is something that you expect the Justice Department to be above board on, and they're supposed to keep that air of professional independence from government. And so what Barr is doing now, and not just with the Flynn case, but looking into other potentially sensitive cases, but Flynn is definitely included. It's a U.S. attorney out of St. Louis who's going to be taking a look at these cases. We don't really know exactly who the other cases involve, but what they want to find out is whether or not that there was any political motivation behind the prosecution of Michael Flynn, who was President Trump's former national security advisor, much in the way now that this is we're seeing these things happen in the wake of the acquittal of the president. So is it the president directing the Justice Department? We don't know, but we do know that Barr has been very involved in trying to look into these issues.
Bill, we also learned today that the DOJ will not charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. What were they looking into with him?
So they were looking at allegations that he authorized, maybe not personally, but leaked the information, but authorized the leak of information of an investigation into the Clinton Foundation in 2016 to the Wall Street Journal. McCabe had really undergone almost 2 years of investigation and scrutiny over this. He says today, speaking to CNN, that he feels very happy to be out from underneath the umbrella. But in the same breath, Steve and Mac, he slammed the Justice Department for taking 2 years to drag his family and his name through the mud as they considered whether or not they were going to file criminal charges in this matter. A DOJ letter to his attorneys today said, given everything we've looked at and everything we've seen, we're just going to decline to proceed in this matter.
Thank you, Bill. That's CBS's Bill Rakoff in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.